This is Dakota Datebook for January 11th. Life in McKenzie County was a new experience for the Reverend Richard C. John. The 20-year-old seminary student had answered a call for a minister from Schaefer, North Dakota, in the fall of 1915. He traveled by train from Missouri to reach his new post by November and found lodging with a bachelor homesteader in a cabin about 20 miles east of Watford City. John, or Yin as he was known, kept a daily journal for the 317 days he preached for several Lutheran congregations scattered around McKenzie County. He experienced all the joys of a winter on the open range, sinking temperatures, blizzards, icy travel, and strong winds. He passed the time writing sermons and letters, doing housework, including dreaded dishwashing, visiting neighbors, and conducting his services in English and German. On this date in 1916, John wrote of a low temperature of 61 degrees below zero at Watford City. Stormy weather kept him indoors at a neighbor's, where he had arrived 2 days earlier for a confirmation class. He and his neighbors sat around the stove as a sand-like snow fell, driven by a fierce northwest wind. He read during the day, cut some wood, ate bean soup, and slept on a miserable cot. The next day, he returned to his cabin under a sunny sky and a high temperature of 41 below. John was a well-respected community minister. He baptized, confirmed, and buried a number of residents. His first deathbed service was for a man mangled by wolves in an extremely rare attack. In September of 1916, John returned to seminary. But before he left, he remarked on his time out west, "I can hardly wait till I shall be permitted to leave here, and yet I shall miss the free and wild life of McKenzie County greatly." Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Jack Dura. I'm Meryl Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from the North Dakota Humanities Council.